It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Well, that was ugly. We'll start in Virginia, where the Republican Glenn Youngkin won the governor's race on Tuesday. He beat Democratic former governor Terry McAuliffe. This makes Youngkin the first Republican since 2009 to win a gubernatorial election in Virginia, which has been trending blue for years. President Biden beat the former guy there by 10 points last year. Youngkin is a rich guy, a wealthy former private equity executive and first-time candidate. He distanced himself from Trump while trying to appeal to the GOP base on critical race theory, questioning election integrity, and other Trump made-up issues. Biden's failing approval ratings and stalled agenda obviously hurt the Democrats. In a surprisingly very close race in New Jersey for governor, we still don't have a clear winner. As the sun rose Wednesday morning, the Republican was 65 votes ahead, with over 2 million votes already counted. Wow. As the outstanding votes continued trickling in, Murphy, the Democrat, finally jumped in the standings. So as of now, press time, 11:12 a.m. on the 3rd of November, Murphy is leading by a few thousand votes in this very, very close race. Literally, with 92% of the vote in, the standings are Phil Murphy, the Democrat, with 49.71% of the vote, and Jack Cittarelli, the Republican, with 49.54%. It is razor thin, and it shouldn't be that way. In other races, voters in Minneapolis rejected a proposal to replace the city's police department with a public safety department that combines law enforcement, 911 responders, and mental health professionals. With 96% of precincts reporting, more than 56% of the voters opposed the proposal. Activists had expressed concern that the defeat would sap momentum for police reform in the wake of the death of George Floyd. This vote marked the second time that police reform has failed in Minneapolis since George Floyd's death 17 months ago. A June 2020 push by a majority of city council members to dismantle the police department never even made it onto the ballot. A proposal for a national police reform has also stalled in Congress. Democrats in Congress have reportedly reached a deal to put back in the Build Back Better plan, a plan to lower prescription drug prices. Huh? This deal calls for letting Medicare negotiate some drug prices. It would also bar drug companies from raising prices faster than inflation, and it would limit annual out-of-pocket costs for seniors on Medicare to $2,000. Manchin and Sinema, whose votes Democrats need to pass the bill, had rejected earlier proposals, arguing they would have hurt innovation. Schumer said the deal was a, quote, big step, even though it's not everything we need. It would also ensure that seniors don't pay more than $35 for a dose of insulin. It's not as strong as the Democrats' original proposal, but it would lower drug prices for millions of Americans. And if you were still hoping that there was going to be a vote this week, chill out for a while. Josh Gottheimer and his cabal of conservative Democrats have torpedoed the leader's hopes for House votes on both of those bills this week, insisting they'll first need to see the CBO score on the reconciliation bill to see how much it'll add to the deficit, which could take weeks. Again, the real deadline is December 3rd. Moving right along, opening arguments began Tuesday in the trial of Kyle Rittenhouse. The defense argued that this kid, who killed two unarmed men with a gun he obtained illegally, was protecting himself from people who, quote, attacked him in the street like an animal? Oh, please. A prosecutor in the Rittenhouse murder trial said Tuesday that the teen instigated the bloodshed at a racial injustice protest last year in Kenosha, Wisconsin, where he killed two people, one with a shot to the back, and wounded a third with a semi-automatic assault-style weapon. Rittenhouse was one of many outsiders who made the trek to Kenosha and were drawn to the chaos after the protests broke out over the shooting of a black man, Jacob Blake, by a white police officer. Rittenhouse was 17 at the time. He's now 18, and the prosecutor pointed out that he was, quote, the only person who killed anyone. Rittenhouse's lawyer said the teen went to Kenosha to protect private property after two nights of rioting. The defense said Rittenhouse fired in self-defense after protesters chased him. So the vaccine mandate went into effect for New York City municipal workers, including police officers. Well, a total of 89 unvaccinated New York City police officers have been put on unpaid leave since the mandate went into effect. Police unions had warned the city would lose some 10,000 officers. The Centers for Disease Control approved Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for children aged 5 to 11, clearing the way for pediatricians and pharmacies to start administering the shots. Roughly 28 million children are eligible to get vaccinated in the U.S. And finally, it's a wrap. The Atlanta Braves have won their first World Series in 26 years with a 7-0 win in Game 6 Tuesday night, ending the 14th longest drought in Major League Baseball. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.